The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, it's been quite a roller coaster ride for markets just 2 days into the week. We had a sharp sell-off yesterday to kick off the week, but Wall Street managed to stage a late comeback to recover some of those losses. And it seems we are seeing jitters coming back into the markets, going by what we're seeing in the US futures and opening numbers across Asia. So where do we go from here? To help us with the bigger picture, we've got Vasu Menon, Senior Investment Strategist at OCBC Bank. Morning, Vasu. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan. I'm very well, thank you. I hope you're being well too.
Yes, all good here as well. Vasu, help us to make sense of the markets right now. We had such a strong sell-off across Asia, Europe and Wall Street last night. Was the sell-off a case of too much trade optimism being priced in?
I think, yes, the sell-off was due mainly to trade optimism being priced in, too much trade optimism being priced in. And I guess Trump's tweet, you know, destroyed the calm in the markets. And I think there are good reasons because, you know, now that Trump is talking about increasing the tariffs, there are question marks as to whether the trade talks will go as smoothly. The markets had actually priced in that, you know, the trade talks were going smoothly. And this month, you would actually, you know, probably have a summit between President Trump and Xi Jinping, and a deal will be inked. But, you know, in the last 48 hours, we've seen things go upside down and all of a sudden things are in a disarray and lots of uncertainty in the market. So I think the markets are responding to that. And don't forget, Ryan, the markets had a very strong run in the first 4 months of this year. You know, global equities are up 15%, very, very strong returns. So I think what happened with Trump's tweet was an excuse for investors to also take money off the table. And I think the markets will remain choppy until we get some clarity about, you know, how the trade talks between China and the U.S. are really playing out, given this new paradigm where, you know, Trump has promised to increase tariffs come Friday, even as the trade talks go on.
All right, Vasu, you mentioned choppy, right? And it was really choppy yesterday. The Dow was down as low as 471 points. It eventually closed just 60 points lower. What is that telling you? Is that people just supporting the market and thinking, hey, it's maybe a time to buy on the dips?
I think, you know, you are seeing some bargain hunters, no doubt. I mean, the fact that the Dow recouped quite a bit of its losses tells you that, you know, there's a lot of money sitting on the sidelines waiting to bargain hunt. And also, you know, some degree of hope among investors that perhaps this is a negotiating tactic from Donald Trump to push the Chinese into a deal. Because the Chinese have been rather iffy as far as offering their commitment with regards to technology transfer, you know, enacting new laws in China to deal with that issue. And I think this is perhaps Trump's way of pushing them to, you know, give him what he wants. And the market's hoping that eventually there will be a trade deal, this will come to pass. And, you know, so a bit of bargain hunting taking place on that, on the back of that hope.
Vasu Menon with us. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at OCBC Bank. Vasu, help us to talk about the key developments we need to watch out for. We've got some reports that we are still going to be potentially seeing the Chinese delegation, maybe a smaller one, heading to Washington. What is your base case right now in view of how we are going to get elections in the US in 2020? So any pain for American consumers is not going to be helpful.
Without a doubt. I mean, so I think it doesn't serve Trump's purpose to really slap the full-on tariffs on China, you know, increasing to 25%, imposing new tariffs on an additional $300 billion worth of, you know, Chinese imports into the U.S. Yes, it will hurt China, but it will also loop back and hurt the U.S. I think he knows that. So I think this is his way of, you know, pushing China into the corner and forcing it to, you know, agree to a trade deal. But the risk with China is that you put a gun to its head, it may not want to negotiate, and the negotiations may not be smooth, and it'll run through hiccups. And so we'll be watching for the rhetoric coming out of China, coming out of the U.S. in the next few weeks. And we know that means that, you know, markets will be volatile until we get clarity. But, you know, even then, we may not get complete clarity. And Trump may not want to have a complete 100% trade deal with China. He needs to leave some, you know, unresolved issues, you know, so that he can go back to the U.S. electorate and say, look, I've achieved 60-70%, but, you know, vote me in as president, I'll resolve the remaining 30-40%, you know. So I think this China-U.S. trade issue will linger on. But for now, I think the markets are hoping that, you know, Trump will eventually remove the duties that he's promised to impose on Friday. And Bob Lighthizer has said that do make progress in trade talks, he will bring the tariffs down, although he's going to go ahead and do it on Friday.
All right, Vasu, I'm going to talk about where you think is a good place to park your money right now in terms of markets. So we are seeing Japan and Korea reopening. Of course, Japan back after 10-day break. And yesterday, China had a big sell-off. Shanghai Composite saw 5% down. And the Shenzhen Composite was down 7%. And STI down 3%. So where are you looking at in terms of markets that might look attractive right now for investors?
Well, you know, at this juncture, honestly, Ryan, markets may see further correction. I wouldn't want investors to jump in too aggressively at this juncture because the markets are still playing out. I mean, US-China trade talks are still happening. We're not sure how this is going to play out, whether Liu He, the vice premier, is actually going to be in Washington, although reports say that he will be. So lots of uncertainty still. The markets are going to be choppy. Don't be too aggressive at this juncture. I think not a risk-on mode. You don't want to bargain hunt too aggressively. I think if you want to put some money into the markets, put a little bit if you have to. And I think Asia is an area that will take a big hit because of, you know, what's happening in the US-China trade talks. And some of the Asian equities that run up a lot, I mean, pull back quite significantly. Perhaps on a further pullback, you can buy a bit more, you know. So I think Asia is a region that, you know, investors can keep an eye on because that is the region where the stock markets will probably take the biggest hit because of the trade row between China and the US, but not to buy aggressively at this juncture.
All right, be careful with your bargain hunting. Well, thank you so much for your insights this morning, Vasu. Always great chatting with you. Well, I've been speaking with Vasu Menon. He is the Senior Investment Strategist at OCBC Bank on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.